You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. We've just seen some reports from the UN that one of their planes has actually been able to land in the devastated Myanmar this morning. It's the first major international airlift of aid to cyclone victims. The planes are bringing in all kinds of things, basic high-energy biscuits and medical kits and other things that are desperately needed at the point. It's feared the death toll from Saturday's cyclone could climb to as high as 100,000 dead. Tony Lineman saw the devastation in Myanmar firsthand. Usually he's at the Bronx Zoo's Wildlife Conservation Society, but he was in Myanmar when the cyclone struck, working at the world's largest tiger reserve. Tony, fortunately, you weren't at the heart of the storm's aftermath, but you did fly over it. Can you describe what you saw?
Yes, what I saw was utter devastation. An area of about 2,000 square miles in the Delta area, completely inundated by water. There were entire communities lost, and large areas of rice fields were also completely gone.
Tony, essentially, was it a moment of just complete surrealness in the sense that the devastation is so far and wide as far as the eyes can see? And how did you get out? Tell us how you managed to navigate the debris and the devastation there.
There hasn't been a disaster of this scale in Myanmar for as long as people can remember. I wasn't actually in the path of the cyclone. I was down south in a town called Dawei. But coming back to Yangon and getting a flight back out to Bangkok was very, very difficult. I was stranded for about 3 days and finally was able to get a flight and touch down briefly in Yangon. And there the situation was, once again, lots of devastation, trees, pieces of buildings, mm-hmm. houses, lots of corrugated iron in the streets, a real disaster.
Tony Lineham, many thanks. We're going to get the latest update of what's actually happening there on the ground. Joe Laurie of the International Red Cross is joining us. And the United Nations, we understand, just got permission a short while ago to airlift food into the country, and a plane has actually landed. Can you tell us what you know about the situation on the ground right now?
Well, we actually had one plane landed yesterday, a small plane. It was a Myanmar plane carrying 300 shelter kits. That was the first plane that we got in. Another plane landed today carrying more shelter kits, tarpaulins and so on. And another plane will land tomorrow, again, with shelter material and also jerry cans for carrying water. The situation is very, very bad on the ground. We're speaking to our people who've been in Myanmar, working there for several years before this disaster struck, and our senior disaster manager from Bangkok, who got in there on Tuesday. The situation is very bad. What we have at the moment is a lot of information, some of it contradictory, but all of it, as you put it together, the situation gets worse and worse. We would be surprised if the death toll of 100,000 is actually reached. More importantly, as importantly, there's a million people perhaps going to be left homeless from the disaster, and their urgent needs are shelter, clean water, health supplies, and food, and we're working around the clock to get those items into Yangon and then on to the affected areas after that.
Joe, what's the situation with aid workers getting visas so they can actually get into the country, and what's that flow like? Do you have any sense of how many people are being able to assist the estimated 24 million people who have been affected in some way or another?
Well, there is already a cadre of humanitarian workers in the form of the Myanmar Red Cross who are there, the 27,000 Myanmar Red Cross volunteers trained and working in the country, and they've pretty much used up all their relief stocks. And they're waiting for more aid to come in. As I say, we have a team of expats in there, about 9 people already. Some more will leave tomorrow morning. We're working very hard negotiating with the authorities to get visas for as many people as we possibly can, and we're optimistic that we'll get all the people in that we need over the coming days.
Good. You're optimistic. That's good to hear. Joe Laurie, coming to us from the International Red Cross. Thank you.